My name is Brendan Mokler. I am 20 years old, and today is August 1st, 2018. And I'm speaking with my grandmother and my grandfather, Rosalie and Gary Mauser, who are my grandparents. We are recording this interview in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. This has been a great breakfast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you guys tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Do you really want to know what I was like?
I very much do.
I was a troublemaker.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of a rebel?
Not a rebel, but I used to get into a lot of trouble.
Uh-huh.
I would do things like one time my girlfriend Gary and I, who I'm still friendly with for 60-something years, we put ice down my steps. There was like 6 or 8 steps to go into my house because we wanted to slide down there. Of course, nobody could get up, but
yeah,
we did that. And, oh, we just pulled pranks. I mean, nothing serious.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing serious. My Uncle Bernie was a sickly kid, and Jerry and I would purposely throw the ball against the house to annoy him.
He was inside a lot?
He was, at that point, he was in an oxygen tent. He had asthma. And
this was before inhalers.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Or inhalers.
And I was a good kid. I mean, I listened to my parents. But I got into a lot of trouble. I remember once Jerry and I, she was my cohort. We did things together.
Who was the ringleader? Was it both of you guys?
Both of us.
Okay.
So we were at my, we were mostly at my house because we couldn't go to her house. Her father was sort of mean.
Very strict.
Very strict. So,
was
Nana.
Was he strict?
No. Oh, terrible.
I just said he was.
My mother smoked. Those years, smoking was permissible.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jerry and I decided we wanted to smoke. We must have been 9, 10 years old. And we lit a cigarette, and downstairs came my father. And he smelled, I smell smoke. And he yells, Libby, these kids are smoking. Get down here. And we had tried to put it out.
Yeah.
So, we came down. And my mother took one look at us and said, oh, you kids want to smoke? Okay. She lit up 3 cigarettes. Gave one to each of us. And we got sick. And I think, you know, we just took it. And my mother sent me up to my room and sent my girlfriend home, Jerry, and called Jerry's mother and said, this is what happened. And she tells her. But Jerry gets into her house. Mom, I must have eaten something over at Rosalie's house because I'm Phil Field. Never told her she smoked.
But she knows. She knew.
Oh, yeah, because my Nana had called her.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, those were just a couple of the things. Like, one time we were not allowed to go. In those days, if you went into Manhattan, which was considered, you know, New York City,
mm-hmm,
you had to get dressed.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear a dress and gloves, you know, it was that. That was it. Jerry and I decided to go in one time in our jeans with our father's shirt sticking out. And we took the train and I went up to see my dad, my father at the time, and he gave me money to go shopping. We went shopping, we had a ball. And when we told my mother, she said, you went to New York like that? I said, yeah, why? I said, they'll never see me again. I mean, just little things
like that
would just enough to aggravate her. And then I used to horseback ride in Prospect Park.
You rode
the street and then round Prospect Park. Yeah, she and I used to do things we shouldn't have done.
Did you like growing up in
Oh yeah, it was a great time. It was a great time. What about you, Gary?
I really don't remember a lot about, you know, my childhood. My parents were very strict. Yeah, they were strict, but they allowed us to do things, you know. And,
Do you remember
friends? We went to just a local school, you know, public school. And,
well, I did too.
And
do you remember what you were like as a child? Maybe like any characteristics or maybe any hobbies, interests?
I had interest in sports and writing and things like that, but not dramatic interest in any, you know, in anything. We had friends. We played a lot of ball outside.
Mm-hmm.
Stick ball.
On the street.
On the street, yeah.
We played territory.
What's that?
You get a patch of dirt, and you throw a knife to it, and then you cross it off, and that's your territory. Oh, I was a tomboy.
Were you really?
Yeah. I used to play stick ball in the middle of the street.
Baseball was stick, you know.
Stick ball.
And different games in the street too. Tickets and
no, I never played
tickets.
Marbles. Marbles.
Did you ever play like jacks?
Jacks, all the time.
Jacks.
Right.
What about kick the can or something like that?
Yeah. There were a lot of games that we made up.
We lived on a private street, you know, not a busy street. And
what do you mean a private street?
Oh, not like a private, not busy. Like
just
Grandpa lived on a main street. It wasn't a church.
Yeah, it was just.
Mine was a quiet street.
Mm-hmm.
Only usually. So we used to play in the street a lot. You know, we used to play right near Jerry's house because that was the best place to play stickball and different games we used to play there.
What do you think about the fact that kids don't play outside as much as they used to? What is that? Because so much of your childhood was
I used to leave the house early in the morning, and if I would have lunch and I'd be out all day. You would be out all day. Yeah, we didn't come home until dark.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wrong. You can't leave your kids out alone. I used to, when Mom and Uncle Al and Linda was born, I used to let them play out in the backyard. It was fenced in, and I was in the house doing things, but I, you know, could see them. Today, I read somewhere where a neighbor saw somebody's kids out in the backyard, a fenced-in yard, and they would play. She called Protective Services on the mother, saying she was neglecting her kids.
Really?
Which, I mean, you gotta give the kids some freedom. How are they gonna grow up?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't consider playing in your backyard freedom.
I mean, especially if it's fenced in, like.
You know.
I mean, you gotta get a little dirt on you.
Oh,
know?
Yeah,
you
gotta
eat. You need a little dirt.
There's an old saying, you gotta eat a pound of dirt in your life.
Mm-hmm. You need to have a little dirt under the.
You know, you gotta let the kids be kids and let them do things themselves. You keep a watchful eye on them, but today's day and age, you can't do what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We walked to school. I did anyway. Did you?
I think so. Yeah. We walked. The school was nearby.
Yeah.
It was, you know, within walking distance.
How many blocks?
Two to three. Yeah. Sort
of. I was bused because my mother paid for a bus, but as I got older, I walked to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived on East 24th Street between. I and J. Between I and the next street up was the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a path that led through. We called it the cut. And we used to go down there and, of course, climb the fence and sit on the edge and watch the troop trains go by and wave to them.
Oh, okay. This was what? World War II.
Mm-hmm. We weren't supposed to go down there, but we used to go climb the fence or found, I don't know if we climbed, but we went. But we used to sit there and wave to the troops. And it was called the cut.
Was your dad in the service?
No.
Was your dad in the service?
I don't think so.
No, your dad wasn't.
He was too old.
He's too old, okay.
Past the age.
Interesting.
My dad was a very strange man.
Mm-hmm.
Speak of. If he said he was leaving to go somewhere at 3 o'clock, if you weren't ready at 3 o'clock, he left without you. And he was very set in his ways. But every Sunday, he took my girlfriend Jerry and I, my brother and a friend, and he would drive us down to Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
We would go to Coney Island. He'd give me $10.
That's a lot. Wow.
And he'd say, have fun.
$10.
So for the four of us, we used to spend the whole day riding on the rides and eating and whatnot, all for
$10. That's wow.
And then my father would say, okay, we're leaving. And in the car, we would go.
Mm. If he said something, it was.
It was the gospel.
Your mother came with you?
Huh?
Your mother
no.
came with you? Oh, she didn't come.
It was just my father, my girlfriend, and Bernie.
What was she doing?
Sleeping, probably.
Sleeping. Mm-hmm.
Having a coffee, I don't know.
Did you ever have one of those Coney Island dogs? Those like those hot dogs with the, what is it, like the
sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut and the Those are infamous.
Nathan's.
Nathan's specials, right?
Yep. Nathan's Ferris wheel. And they had the steeplechase.
That's where Nathan's originated, was in Coney Island.
Yeah.
Or that's where their originals.
Where their headquarters are?
Yeah. Right. That's where, and then they became public.
Famous public.
Yeah, they became public.
Yeah, but it was every Sunday we did that. Then we'd go home and we'd get dressed and we would go out to dinner every Sunday. A lot of times we went into New York City. Other times we went to the Sheepshead Bay, which was near Coney Island, we'd get lobster seafood. But we usually went into New York and we'd go, I think the Hickory House for some reason, I'm sure it's not there anymore, was the restaurant we used to go to. And when we finished, my father would say, okay, we can go to the movies now. Rosalie, it's your turn to pick the movie, or Bernie, it's your turn. And he would walk, he was a fast walker like me, he walked up, stopped in front of the movie he wanted. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, pick your movie. It was always The Last of the Mohegans or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he was quite
he'd
the
pick his own movie.
Yeah, he'd pick it and tell us we could pick it. He'd pick it himself.
Do you remember seeing any particular movies in theaters? Do you remember like going to the theater and seeing
We used to go down every Saturday. I don't know. We went to Avenue J, which was the shopping area. Garrett, my girlfriend and I would take a bus, and we go
about the cereals that they used to have.
And we would go to the Midwood Theater. It cost me a whole quarter. They had two movies, a cereal, in other words, like a Tom Mix thing, and it would be something, and then they'd stop it, and next week you had to come and see what happened.
Continuation.
Wow. Okay. Would you have to pay again?
Oh, of course.
Next week?
Yeah.
It was a quarter. Mm-hmm. We used to do that. We used to go to the movies every Saturday because, God forbid, we missed what was happening with, say, Tom Mix or whatever.
Wow.
And so we saw two movies.
And when you went to the movies, I'm assuming you dressed up.
For Brooklyn so much.
Okay.
But I didn't. We didn't wear slacks in those days either.
Gotcha.
Women. I don't think you have a bag in there.
No.
We weren't allowed to wear pants. We didn't wear pants. The women.
What did you wear? Like skirts?
Yeah.
Dresses.
But the older we got, the more we got to wearing pants. It took me a long time to wear pants to Temple because I grew up where you wore a dress.
Do you remember the first time you wore pants at Temple?
It was up here.
Yeah.
And I felt very uncomfortable, but now, of course.
Now it's, yeah.
I don't wear a dress anymore.
Yeah.
Because I can't wear shoes, so I don't feel I should wear a dress.
Yeah.
And we would go down to the avenue, and there was the train to go to New York, and then there was a woman that stood by the barrel selling newspapers. And you think she was a poor woman. She owned the avenue. She was so rich it wasn't funny. And then we would go to the appetizing store, and the guy in the front there would be sitting there with his barrel of pickles. And he'd say, you get a nickel pickle. You'd pick out a nickel. Grandpa used to get Indian nuts, didn't you? Gary?
Right,
Indian nuts?
Pistachio.
And my favorite sandwich in those days was turkey, good rye bread.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, Russian dressing, and coleslaw.
What was that called? What was it? Rye bread, turkey dressing.
No, it's Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing, turkey
and coleslaw.
And coleslaw.
I eat that today sometimes too. And we used to go down there quite a bit. We used to walk around. There was all kinds of stores. My Nana would call up and call up the appetizing store and order what she wanted and have them even go into the bakery and get her the cake and the bread she wanted. Because in those days, they had good bakeries.
Were you close with your parents? Both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can throw that onion out. No one's going to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You want another bagel?
Yeah. I'll take that pepper, though.
You want the onion?
Yeah. No, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Did you like this?
Yeah, it's sweet. I didn't expect it. What is
it's
this
sweet,
called?
Noodle pudding.
It's
cold opening.
Yeah, as soon as
some
I eat
of
it,
them
like,
put raisins in it. I don't like raisins.
Is there cinnamon in it?
Probably.
A little bit. It's very good.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, we used to go down, and.
But it sounds like you hung out with your parents a lot.
Every weekend we did. Sundays. Sunday was the day that we, in the morning, we would get appetizing, and my mother would have the whole family over at times. Or we would have that, or we would go to the, my father would drive us, would take us to Coney Island. Maybe it was Saturday we went to Coney Island, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And Sunday we always had company. Appetizing, white fish, baked salmon, all the fishes. And,
you want tomato?
No.
Tomato?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
And we would enjoy the. But we Sunday was the day we spent with my parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you went to temple?
On holidays.
On holidays. Never. You didn't go like every week. No, like you.
My
do now.
Grandparents lived a block away.
Okay.
And we always go over there. He was very religious. My grandfather. Mm-hmm. And.
What were your grandparents like? Well, because your grandparents, they came over from.
Yeah.
Russia.
Right.
With Nana.
Well, what the ancestry said, I don't know if Nana was born. We don't know where Nana was born. They settled in Omaha. And, the Nana came from Omaha, Nebraska. And she was very dark complected, so she was taken for gypsy. Gypsy boys used to go after her. She would be petrified. I used to go visit my grandparents very often. And
were they nice people?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You visited your grandparents
yeah,
came
they
to your
nearby.
House.
Nearby, they didn't live far away.
Your father used to go get them.
Yeah, he lived in Bensonhurst, which was a suburb, so he had to go get them.
Yeah,
with a he didn't travel.
How did he go get him with a car?
Yeah,
with a car.
Yeah, my grandparents.
Or he visited them.
Or he just went up to see him.
He just go visit him.
Yeah, my grandparent, my mother's parents lived down this block away from me. Mm-hmm. My father's parents lived in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, Pennsylvania?
No, Williamsburg,
no.
New York. A part
another
of Brooklyn.
Suburb. Another suburb.
You know the Williamsburg Bridge? Right over that.
Okay. Yeah.
And we used to go visit them also on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I can remember they lived in a brownstone. My aunt lived upstairs with my cousins. We'd walk in this dark, dingy hallway, and way down the end was my grandparents. I'd walk in, always had the chicken soup on the stove.
Always?
Always. And the table was there in two windows, and the cats would go in and out. Yeah, we always visited them. Because they were elderly.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, I can remember South 9th Street they lived on. I can remember my phone number from when I was little.
Really?
Esplanade 73733.
Say again?
Esplanade 73733.
What does that first one mean?
ESP. That's what it was called. We didn't have numbers. We had Esplanade. And what was yours, Gary? Do you?
It was Slocum.
Slocum.
S-L-O.
Wow.
Ours was, yeah, we didn't have like 978.
Like no area codes?
No.
No.
We had numbers like that. And, I mean, I can honestly say I had a great childhood. My family was all around us. I had lots of cousins, which we saw all the
time.
Really,
they were really close by.
Well, one had moved up to Utica, New York, and one moved to Pennsylvania. But other than that, they